And listening to, we've been talking this morning with Roy Delval, co-founder of the Local Water Alliance, and Julia DeGraw with Food and Water Watch, and you've been listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio. If you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear what you missed, or you want your friends or family to hear this show, you can listen to it online or download the audio later this afternoon on our website, kboo.fm/locusfocus. Next week, we'll talk with Adam Briggle, author of A Field Philosopher's Guide to Fracking. My engineer is Kate Welch. I'm Barbara Bernstein. We're going to go out with some music by the Grateful Dead. Thanks for listening.
And it is 11 a.m. here on KBOO Portland. Coming right up, Disability Awareness, a monthly show about issues affecting people with disabilities and their communities. And at 11:30 on Voices for the Animals, host Dab Stedman interviews guest Andrew Black, a 16-year-old student of ancient Native knowledge about a Native American perspective on humankind's rightful relationship with animals and nature. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can join now and have your membership doubled. Just go to kboo.fm/give.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of MAMI, an art exhibit at Yale Union in Portland. MAMI is a group show that considers the mystery and chaos of motherhood, and in reaction to the sentimentality and laments the culturally constructed binary of, quote, family versus career, while acknowledging the persistence of that obstacle in the lives of artists. Again, that's MAMI, showing Thursday through Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. until December 20th at Yale Union, located at 800 Southeast 10th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PBP Insurance, working to assist individuals throughout Oregon with open enrollment process through healthcare.gov. Information on how PBP Insurance can help is available at 503-223-3638 or enrollnoworegon.com.
Welcome to Disability Awareness. I'm Grace Eagle Reed, and my guest today is Laura Sandow. We're doing a catch-up. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Grace.
She's here. See, I didn't lie. First announcements. On December the 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Alberta Kerr is having an art show, and it's called The Shape of Things to Come. Alberta Kerr is a huge studio. Laura and I actually and her partner went over to see it, and they're, oh, it's huge and it's wonderful, and so go over and check it out. 40 artists with disabilities of different kinds, and they do their art basically all year, and then they have this fabulous art show once a year, and it's also going to be a theater piece this year. So you're going to have art and theater on December the 10th from 6 to 8 p.m., The Shape of Things to Come, 40 Artists with Disabilities. And if you want to go to that show and you need more information on where it is and so on, contact Steve Zeiden, Zeiden, at 503-408-4721. Again, Steve Zeiden, 403. I'm sorry. Where am I at? I just morphed to another zone, time zone. 503-408-4721. And that is Alberta Kerr's art show, Artists with Disabilities. The next event is, I don't know how many people know there is a disability news a letter. It's pretty intensive, and it announces all the disability happenings and issues and around town, and it's every 3 months. So it's Patrick Philpott, P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T. I think, Patrick, I'm saying your name right, Philpott. And you can reach Patrick and his disability newsletter. It's his baby, his project. Disability News at portlanddisability.com. He doesn't have a phone number, but it's Disability News at portlanddisability.com. And you can go on the connect with the KBOO Show Disability Awareness. I'll put that on our site too. There's also something else coming up. Actually, it just passed, but it's a very important government. Senator Sarah Geisler of Oregon Health Association Director Lynn Saxon has been inviting a town hall meeting in Portland. And they want to hear from you. Do you have a friend with behavioral health services, mental health care, addiction services for yourself, your child, or another loved one? Have you tried to find a behavioral health services for yourself, your child, or another loved one? Were you able to find help in your community when you needed it? They want to hear your stories. And when we went to this town hall meeting, it was pretty sad. What really came out of this, with quite a few people over there, probably about 100 people at several different tables, reporting back to Senator Sarah Geisler, is that the system is pretty broken and we need to work on that. So if you want further information on where to go to get the next group of town hall meetings, and they're going to be held for the rest of the year all over Oregon, go to Sarah Saxton at 503-269-8694. Okay, those are the announcements. And we have something very exciting. Laura, you sent over, what is this project?
Well, we have a gentleman who is coming to town who is wheelchair bound. He is also an Australian filmmaker, and he is conducting free wheelchair camera operator workshops here in Portland December 5th. This is limited to 10 people, so it is something that you'd want to sign up for right away. The name of the guy is, the artist is Jimmy Wing, and Jimmy Wing has a contact. His email is fairly easy to remember, Wing Gang, that's Wing, W-I-N-G-G-A-N-G. Wing Gang at winggang.com. So Jimmy Wing, if you're interested, contact him and find out more about this wonderful opportunity. This adds a different dimension to your life, especially if you're wheelchair bound. You have a totally different point of view, and you can share this with other people through video. What a tremendous opportunity, and I really hope people take Jimmy up on this workshop.
I saw his video clip and it was fascinating. Was it in Bangkok or someplace? And
he travels all over the world. He's an international artist. This man has done very well for himself, and this is quite an opportunity.
And so, there was something so fluid about his video as he was wheeling away through different malls and streets, and he was recording as he was going. It was amazing.
That's right. I mean, a lot of us as camera operators struggle to get that fluid motion, and there, that's kind of built in. it is actually a very fascinating way to look at it, and to, I think it should be shared with everybody. So,
oh, thank you for bringing that. So, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I've been doing some video projects of my own. I am working with a partner, a producer named Anna Smith, on a project called Fair Use. And basically the project brings together two completely different artists, different backgrounds, different types of art, different mediums. So the idea is to get them to share what they do on an individual basis, and we video that. And then we get them to collaborate on a project, and we give them a week to do their project together, and we video the process and the product. And it's a wonderful opportunity for Portland artists. If Portland artists are interested in participating, we are still looking for people. And you can check out my Facebook, Laura Sandow, and I have it posted on there, Fair Use. If you're interested, drop me a line and I'll let you know more about it.
I think you're going to come in and videotape a show, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah.
This is important. So what has this got to do with disability? Well?
Well, I'm disabled. Yes. And it is a challenge. There's, you know, I have challenges because of physical disability and PTSD and anxiety and depression. And, you know, it's difficult when you're collaborating with people. Fortunately, I come from a collaborative background, and that's really given me you know, the skills to work with other people. So an independent film such as we have here in Portland, it has been really nice to work with people who understand that not everybody can do everything, and, you know, and take people for who they are. It's a little bit, from what I'm getting from people from other parts of the country, it's a more open film scene. So I can't lift everything. You know, I've gotten a few rude comments from people, but for the most part, people are really nice about it and understand disability. So I've been welcomed.
Yeah, it's. I think it's, of course, it's admirable that people with disabilities get out there and do some really fabulous projects.
Well, yeah. I'm lucky that I'm working with some really cool people, because I'm at the learning stage, and that's very intimidating for anybody, but especially if you have disabilities.
Well, and you know, you were on my show, gosh, how long ago? It was the first show was about your zine and about your background as a Gitmo gal, where you got a lot of the PTSD and so on, and all that trauma and all that stuff. And I remember you were pretty terrified about even coming to the mic and talking. And so it's been quite a journey for you. And I've been able to, you know, as you're a friend as well, and I've been able to see this progress and you slugging through, you know, some really real disabilities.
Well, and you know what it is, I do hurt, I do get scared, I do get sick, I get physically ill sometimes from my anxiety, and I refuse to live my life without the things that I love.
Yeah, takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of faith, takes a lot of, I don't know what
yes,
else.
Yes, but it is rewarding. And so that's why when you have these opportunities, like this gentleman coming through with the wheelchair operation, camera operation, just, you know, get out there and give it a try. It may not be your thing, but at least you've given it a try. And you never know what you may find. That just gives you that spark that makes you not feel the pain, not remember that you're disabled anymore to a certain point when you're having fun.
of course, I can commiserate in that I, too, am an old lady with a disability, the MS, and it's kind of kicking butt right now. So it's like, oh, my God.
There's always reminders.
I am 16 inside, and my body's not acting very 16-ish, In fact, it's acting more like 98-ish, although I'm only 73. But so on the way over, I said, bad body, you know, I'm trying to keep the humor going with that. But it is real. And when your body isn't cooperating and your mind is longing for that freedom of expression, that creative expression that I think is built in to all of us, for that matter. But I think the people that I've, you know, you encounter people that give up.
Mm-hmm.
They cave in to their depression, their disability, they get hopeless. And then you become helpless. It's just that downward spiral that I absolutely refuse to grab onto as well.
It's so hard. It's a slippery slope, though. It's so easy to get into that, especially if you have a setback in your medical life. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people who have...
I think if you have creativity and you dream and you still have that creative... you still have dreams and aspire to do something creative or different or for yourself even.
Yeah. Well, I remember you were in Art and the Social with Portland State, and I know you went to New York and you had a fabulous
yes.
time. You got ill there too.
Yes, actually, every time I've participated, I've gotten ill, but that doesn't keep me from going back. I'm going to do it again this year.
When are you going back to New York?
It's going to be the end of April, the last weekend in April. And fortunately, it's in Oakland. So yeah, I have family down there, and that's kind of familiar territory.
Shorter distance,
a little less expense. Yes. You know, all of those things come into play. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that again. I'd like to see some old friends and keep my connections in that field as well, because I really feel that video can tie into socially engaged art just tremendously, especially for people who have disabilities and can't go to things. Yeah. Video can bring that home to them. So
you're instrumental in giving voice.
Yes, absolutely.
To people who maybe don't know they have a voice,
right? Yes, it's amazing. Like I've said before, it's amazing what some of these artists are doing. And there are people who go out and just learn so much from these experiences. But a lot of people don't have access or don't know about it or mm-hmm. can't physically make it. So video really does open those doors.
What are some of the projects you know about that people can get involved with?
Other than fair use, I think that would be something that people that could get involved with. But the best place in town by far would be Portland Community Media. If you're interested in learning how to use cameras, you're interested in lighting or audio, or if you're interested in the whole package, you can become a field producer where you can take equipment out. Once you've become certified, that is a fantastic opportunity because you can use that anywhere in Portland or beyond. And it's high definition equipment. It's very, very good equipment. And then there's...
Where are the sites? I know there's one in Gresham,
There's one in Gresham. There's
a beautiful site. I've been over there as a guest.
Yes, I have too.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is an amazing
facility?
One. The one I go to is up off of MLK, and it is also a beautiful site. They've just redone it. They have a new green screen, so their larger studio is actually both studios have green screens, but it's phenomenal. So studio work is also an option. You can become a studio producer if you want to learn how to operate those studio cameras and the audio yeah. board and. That's a great opportunity.
I was
well.
A camera gal when I could stand up long enough for Bob Rudegrans. That's who I did my work with.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's very professional. I mean, mm-hmm. Those are actual cameras that
that's
the big
right.
guys use in their studios.
That's right. Yes.
And how would you get involved with that? Do you just pop it? Where is on Martin Luther King?
It's north of Russell. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah. Portland Community Media. And then there's another one in Woodburn, I believe, or down in that area. Maybe it's Sherwood, but I can't. It's south. So there's several in the metro area.
And I know they're always looking for, this is all volunteerism, but you get certified. And I know a couple of people that trained on this equipment, and then they ended up getting an actual job.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was, you know, really cool.
Yeah, even Portland Community Media has an arm where they have people who film things like Live Wire, some of the shows around town. And Pickathon, I believe, is one of the ones they covered. I may be wrong about that, but there's others like that that they've covered.
Well, any kind of community, there are many community venues mm-hmm. that need volunteers that are constantly encouraging people to come and be part of. And so there is, I guess I could say, there's no excuse for being idle.
Well, there,
you know, unless you really just want to be idle, you know.
Right. Well, I think in this town, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, we're really lucky that way, aren't we, in Portland?
We're lucky in Portland, yes, we are.
And I think it's so hard to slug your way out of that dark pit of depression. And
this time of year is really rough for everybody.
Yeah, it seems to be.
But if you do find something, and I do believe that there's something for everybody out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's part of what we want to talk about on a regular basis here, you know. And as far as volunteer opportunities, Multnomah County Disability Services Advisory Council wants voices and impact on that. So I'm going over after this show to start being a part of that, which seems to be my ballywag, if you will. An old pair.
And what role are you playing there?
Advisory Council.
Congratulations.
Yeah, if they vote me on.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going to do today. But I found that I go out every day. I cannot stand to be isolated. I'm not an isolationist. It's not my thing. I go out every day, rain or shine, in my scooter, and I show up different places. I go to meetings. I'm interacting with a whole lot of people. By the way, the Right to Dream 2 fundraising events are starting to happen. In other words, they're starting to ask. You know, the Christmas and the Thanksgiving and Christmas time, this is when people get busy donating to different, you know, and that's the homeless camp. And mm-hmm. there's a lot going on around that.
Yeah, actually, my partner in Elder Caucus, Occupy Elder Caucus, are doing a drive.
Yeah.
It started a couple of days ago, and it's going through the 20th, I believe.
That's where I heard of. Yeah, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jack Facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard that. And how's that going?
It's going very well. We've had a lot of donations, really generous donations so far.
Yeah. So much to do, so much sweetness and wonderfulness out there. Well, you know, so here we are, a couple of human beings at a mic at KBOO. Yay, KBOO. .fm. With disabilities, really genuine caring about ourselves, caring about our neighbors, caring about making this city and this state, if you will, a better place to be. And ultimately, the ripple effect is always making this nation a better place, and then, of course, making this world a better place. And it does start, doesn't it, with each individual. What can I contribute before I take my dirt bath, right? I wrote an article called How to Take a Dirt Bath. It's on WordPress, if anybody wants to see that. But I noticed that I have a couple of events that happen that kind of, you know, when you get events that happen around you, of course, on the world level, this Paris thing, oh my God, really, it's such a crazy world right now. It has always been a crazy world. I mean, you know, it's not like this is the worst thing that's ever happened ever, because we, after all, we've come through World War with my people, you know, World War One, World War Two, World War you know, just constant conflict and wars, and of course you were part of that, you know, in Gitmo. But when you grab on to the craziness, the insanity that's happening, literally perpetrated by just sort of a handful of crazies. I mean, and now it's morphed into this whole, all Muslims are horrible people, you know, and all that craziness. And that ripples down, that world stuff ripples down into individuals. And then you start talking to the individual people around you, and it just, that sadness and that craziness and that insanity just brings out the worst in everybody. It seems like, especially people that are already compromised. This is something I've noticed. And I had a couple of neighbors that kind of grabbed onto that craziness that's around us right now and pulled it into their personal life and just went even further downhill with their depression and their ageism and their, you know, one guy started drinking and collapsed in the elevator. Jeez. They had to cart him out, and then another guy collapsed in the hallway. I've had that literally on my floor, and this is from drinking, you know, turning to a stress management tool, which, you know, booze can be, definitely was for me for a long time. Can't do it anymore, but it was for me for a long time, but can't handle it. And so I see, it's kind of a oneness arena where this affects that, and this affects that, and this affects that. And so all the more reason to bring some sanity and joy and peace and happiness to the arena, which literally antidotes that on many levels. Right? She's shaking her head.
We're getting heavy here.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think people need to realize, too, that there is a lot of horrible things going on in the world, but a lot of what's being perpetrated in the mainstream media is just overblown and is designed to make people feel helpless. I'm thankful for things like KBOO, so that yes. We do have voices, so that we can say things like yes. I just said.
Yes.
You know, there is something to be said for keeping it in check. You know, check with your neighbor and see how they're doing this season, and keep them really realistic about what's going on in their world compared to what's going on in the media.
Well, and all the more reason to bring film.
Well, and this is why independent film is so important in the voice of these, you know, much larger production companies that are owned by large corporations. Independent film is very, very important to us.
It is. That's what I, and of course, KBOO, of course, is well known for having, you know, it's not attached to anybody. It's advertising or owns this place. It's people owned. It's us owned.
It's community owned.
It's community
yes.
owned. And as is this community media, as is many of these little places, you know, you can go to do things.
Portland Community Media, that's the same thing. You know, you have mm-hmm. freedom of expression at those places. They may choose to air your material at night and at the adult hour, but you are free to say what you feel. And that is very important, that we have these media outlets that are smaller and independent.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here again, my friend. Laura actually literally comes and fetches me and brings me over with my little walker. Well, kind of a big walker. And we struggle it. She struggles it in and out of the car. And we get me to KBOO Mike here, and then we get her to KBOO Mike today. So I really, pre-holiday, I wanted to have you come and talk about your projects, and I really appreciate you. As a guest again, more will be revealed.
Thank you for having me, Grace.
And thank you for your friendship. And for anybody that's struggling out there, look for things to do. And if you're going to do any kind of boozing, maybe keep it to a dull roar. But perhaps stress management could be best handled through creative expression. Thank you for the show, and thank you for tuning in.
Community Radio currently has a one-to-one match for all new and increasing members. A $100 new or increased donation will become $200 to support the important work of KBOO.
If you become a member at this time or increase your donation over last year, your donation will be matched one-to-one by a group of generous donors up to $10,000. Consider becoming a monthly sustaining member. This can be set up easily and securely online. Over 70% of KBOO's income is from you, our listeners, who take action to become KBOO members.
Go to kboo.fm/support to have your donation matched today, or mail your donation to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon 97214. Thank you for supporting KBOO.
This is KBOO Portland, and you're listening to Voices for the Animals,